ขอโอกาสหลวงพ่อครับผมขอสรุปครับผมหลวงพ่อ was speaking about in verses in three or four different verses on wisdom and the human capacity, the high mind of human beings as people that have qualities of awareness, wisdom, and saying our inner refuge are our own actions and can grant us the safety from samsara as we walk through samsara all the way to nibbana. This was the introduction. Then Lompo continued by saying he'd like to express his respects to all of us gathered here, the senior monks and Lompo Sumedho and all the nuns and lay guests and lay people gathered here who are coming together to give importance and honor to a person who has really benefited us through his teaching, through his instructions, and through the expression of his care and loving kindness, metta. So this helps us to see qualities in life which are really important and helps us to discern good and bad actions and avoid dangers and abandon the causes for dangers and walk steadfast on the path of good intentions. Being a human being, we are equipped with mindfulness and wisdom, sati and panya. And the quality of sati, mindfulness, is a very important quality that human beings possess. And it's of great support. It supports us like the earth, which is the ground that we can walk on, we can sit on, we can sleep on. And when we see how to use these qualities or the physical surroundings, we notice that all these circumstances need adaptation, need development, and then they become something truly good. And this is what we call bhavana, the development, or the in Thai they say patana, which means like literally the development of qualities that need to come through, which needs to come through adaptations. And this comes to us directly from realizing the qualities of the Buddha who is beautiful in his conduct and expresses a sense of carefulness and restraint so that there can be safety in our lives. So this quality of safety and peace and happiness is something that we practice and develop through the mind. As Lompo quoted, Chittang Dantang Sukhavahang, a well-trained mind brings happiness. And this shows itself in all forms, all our surroundings, all the relationships we have, which are then bound up with friendship and a sense of being relatives in the Dhamma. And this comes from seeing the world with a sense of alertness, of mindfulness, and sampajanya, an awareness about the surroundings. For example, in a human state, we are always trying to be safe and careful so we can come to a sense of coolness in the heart and a place of relaxation, a shade where we can feel cool and not have bad feelings or bad dhammas. And this comes from being aware of the danger of life and wishing to develop oneself, again to bhavana or patana, to develop oneself so that one becomes equipped with a sense of being able to ward off the dangers, the immunity, as Lompo says. So today we celebrate Lompo Sumedho's presence in this life, giving us guidelines, setting us on the tracks of goodness. And we are very, very fortunate that this is not happening in a different realm or different time, but in our lives, in our own lives, as we experience them right here and now. And we can see that the teachings and the Dhamma that Lompo Sumedho is teaching is all about things that are present for us, the body, and this mind, the rupakanda, this fathom-long body, growing up, living for a while, and then wearing down, and then declining. This is the truth of Dhamma, which is the truth about all things in nature. So, and we see this, then it reduces a sense of pride in ourselves or a sense of self-importance and prejudices or distorted perceptions that we might have. They won't dominate our mind. They are seen as part of causes and conditions in a certain environment. We're part of society and we see things through the eyes, we hear things through the ears, and we relate to things around us. And if we can simply see them as part of nature, part of causes, conditions, as they are normal in nature, then we come to a sense of being at peace with these conditions. And there's a brightness and radiance that comes into our mind. And this is what we celebrate today, coming together, respecting Lompo Sumedho, coming together in this very goodness that is incorporated in the teachings of the Buddha and in the teachings that Lompo has given us. So Lompo Liam again ends his talk with a few verses talking about how important it is to come together with a sense of goodness and in a good way, leading one's life in a good way and using the Dhamma in one's mind and having that as a support. Then one will be beloved by all people, and wherever one goes, one, on every part of the world, one feels one is a relative in the Dhamma. So Lompo concluded by saying, may all of us be healthy and well with body and mind, have a heart of loving kindness and friendliness, and all reach the peace and the happiness of liberation.
Sadhu.